Good afternoon. For KYMN News, I'm Terry Knight on 95 The One and AM 1080. There was no shortage of discussion as the Northfield Council approved the second reading of an ordinance that would repeal and replace Article 4, Chapter 70 on right-of-way management to comply and have some control over small-cell wireless facilities. Administrator Ben Martig said this is all new territory as these companies are now allowed to co-locate equipment on city-owned street poles and add their own on our rights-of-way. He said,
creates a fairly narrow control for local communities on what they can or can't do. And so that's what I think a lot of the council and staff's trying to figure out too is can you do screening of these types? What does the equipment look like? Are there modern methods to try and hide it so it blends in, particularly in a historic district?
Talk centered around placement of these structures in single-family residential areas and our historic downtown. While the basic state law was passed, staff will come back to council with some guidelines, including possible conditional use permits.
Unfortunately, there's not a lot of examples out there, but I'm sure we'll be scouring the web to see what we can find, as well as it relates to maybe communities where it has gone in, to see if we can learn anything.
Verizon already has applied for 5 locations within the city. There would be a separate agreement for each. This will come back to council in a work session. A man threatening to slit the throat of his former girlfriend has been charged with felony threats of violence, intent to terrorize. Rice County deputies were called late Tuesday night to report of a domestic in the 2500 block of 250th Street West. 36-year-old Adam Paul Cross of Faribault is accused of assaulting his ex-girlfriend several times over 2 days. She told deputies that the day before, Cross threw his phone at her, hitting her in the head and then held a knife a foot away, threatening to slit her throat. He left but came back that night and parked his car so she couldn't leave. She said he grabbed her by the neck, dropping her to her knees until she nearly passed out, telling her the next time he'd put her to sleep. Cross is also charged with felony domestic assault by strangulation and 2 counts of misdemeanor assault. His initial court appearance is October 16th. In the meantime, he's ordered to stay away from the victim. And Riverbend Nature Center is celebrating their 40th anniversary with the Riverbend Ramble tomorrow. Executive Director Brianna Wheeler said the event begins at 4 p.m.
Something exciting this year is that we're doing an artisan market, and that's actually open to the public, whether or not you have a ticket or not. That starts at 2. Mm-hmm. And then at 4, that market and the event will just be for ticket holders.
Tickets are $50 and include
a dinner catered by the Inn at Shattuck. We'll have some accordion music and a live auction with various items.
Northfielder Leanne Hill will be playing some jazz music and maybe a polka thrown in there. River Bend has 743 acres of natural lands with over 10 miles of trails. They offer a variety of environmental education and outreach programs for all ages. Another event is Bats, Bones, and Bonfires on October 27th. There will be all kinds of activities and, of course, s'mores. These are two of their biggest fundraisers.
The impact of what we do at Riverbend is really important. It's important for people to get outside. The programs that we're offering, and then for people who are visiting on their own, then really it helps us to build people for the future that can be champions for our planet.
For tickets or more information, go to rbnc.org. News from around the state is next.